online prescribing must get less safer. More deaths could occur unless action is taken to keep people safe when obtaining medications from online health providers, says a UK coroner. Nigel Parsley was written to Health Secretary Matt Hancock, highlighting the case of a woman who died after obtaining opiate painkillers online. Debbie Hespath, 41, got the medication dispensed by UK pharmacists after website consultations. Her own GP was unaware of that, what she had requested from doctors on the internet. The Suffolk coroner has now written to the Department of Health asking for urgent action to be taken. The General Pharmaceutical Council, the independent regulator for pharmacies, said it was responding to the coroner's report and it would continue to take necessary action to make sure medicines are always supplied safely online. The Department of Health said they could not comment during an election period and it would be for the next government to respond. Debbie's story. Debbie died from a lung problem triggered by damage to her pancreas, which had been caused by the large amount of codeine medication she had been taking. The inquest heard how Debbie's own GP started prescribing opiate painkillers for back pain in 2008. The doctors tried to wean her off the tablet, but she was able to buy more medications prescribed by the doctors she assessed on the UK online pharmacy website, as well as getting some of the medications from her GP. The coroner at the inquest said there have been regulatory gaps that allowed the tragic events to happen. Debbie's mother, Ellen Gardner, said she had found a bank statement showing that Debbie had spent more than $10,000 on online pharmacy and had taken out a payday loan to cover her costs. Ms. Gardner said she decided to investigate her daughter's death and wrote to the online providers, "I was horrified such a thing could happen. I was never thought for a minute that you could go online and just order an opiate drug and be given it just like that, without the doctor knowing anything about you, anything about the medical history, or having met you," she told the BBC Today program. The coroner report highlighted particular areas of concern. There's no single database that allows a prescribing clinician to identify what has already been prescribed to a patient. For opiate drugs such as codeine, there's no analysis of how many drugs are being prescribed outside of the NHS. Some online companies changed their business model to avoid a regulation by Health Watchdog. The Care Quality Commission's example moved their headquarters outside of England so that doctor services could not be regulated. The General Pharmaceutical Council issued new guidance in April 2019 about online pharmacies, saying for high-risk medications such as opiates, a check had to be done by the pharmacy with the patient's family doctor prior to medications being prescribed and dispensed. The coroner heard evidence which questioned if this was the only advisory rather than compulsory. Tim Beller from the Care Quality Commission told the inquest that since they started the round of inspection of online providers of online doctor service in 2017, many companies had moved abroad, typically to Romania, which meant their care could not be regulated. In the inquest, it heard that the coroner's office had written to several doctors employed by Romanian companies who had prescribed to Davis via the UK online pharmacy websites. All the letter came back as a return to sender. BBC Pernoma highlighted this issue in 2018. The then Chief Inspector of General Practice, Prof. Steve Field, asked the government to change legislation, but this has not happened yet. Duncan Rookin, the Chief Executive of the General Pharmaceutical Council, said, "Failure to follow the guidance would have been evidence that the pharmacy is not meeting our standards and enforcement action may be taken. We have so far taken enforcement action against 16 online pharmacies which have supplied high-risk medicine to patients inappropriately. This includes some online pharmacies working with prescribers based outside the UK. In most of these cases, we have imposed conditions restricting the sales of supply of opiates and other controlled drugs by the pharmacy." Vicky Wells, the lead of the online service of the CQS, said, "We are working with the Department of Health and Social Care to address the current regulatory gaps."